Good afternoon, sir. You've been notified of your revocation hearing, and the Honorable Mr. Lou Kiwanis will serve as lead for your hearing. So just hold on to the phone, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Mr. Sandoval, 120850.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your 20 supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying in this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 18, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Temporado?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your own expense a lawyer to represent you. See an attorney with you, or are you representing yourself?
Myself.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video teleconference screen, I'll begin with myself, because I'm the individual sitting closest to you. My name is Louis B. Nunes. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Next to me is your honorable, Mr. David Neal. Pardon me. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Reich. After him is the honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and at the opposite side, we have the honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Temporado and Mr. Westby, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm.
Yes,
I do.
Very good. So this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond when it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. You understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and that last or probably about to last with criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition number one, as demonstrated by a failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release, on about April 13, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Temporado, is this true or false? Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Temporado's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or time.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, confirmed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Temporado, just 1 second. In the second phase of the hearing, it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, we stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
In 2018,
President, October 1st, 2017, 57 days. Current conviction, Child abuse, 3.5 years. 2001, 1.5 years. 2001, 3.5 years. This is his third term in USC.
Before we come to our individual votes in the open meeting law of Arizona.
So if you just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. So board members, I think to quote our board chairman, or one of us, Mr. Temperano is a man of few words, but he was very direct. It looks like that he really never received any programming or actual community supervision because he went missing about as soon as he was released. And as we learned during the summary, he was missing from community supervision for 50 days, which we could not account for his activity. Phoenix Police made contact with him, determined that he had a warrant for his arrest. There's really not much more to the story, and based on the fact that he is absconded from community supervision on more than one occasion, I'm not finding him suitable for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to input of my colleagues. Okay, then we're going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us, the warrant number 2018-W1201, a discussion with Mr. Temporado, as well as information provided by the Department of Elections. I move to revoke community supervision as you mentioned, following the terms and conditions of supervision in that lapse or his part collapse in the criminal area of the company, inasmuch that he disappeared from community supervision for 50 days and we could not monitor his transition back to the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree. Okay, Mr. Temporado, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about October 1st, 2018. I recognize in July that may sound like a long time away, but it is just less than 3 months, so we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections, and to have a plan for your return back to the community, as we'd like to see you be safe and productive, and we certainly don't want to see you again before this board in orange. So we wish you the best. Please stay safe, and if you could, please give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, sir.